This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two measures that remain unresolved for some lawmakers.
Thank you for allowing me, members of the committee, to...
Senate Bill 706 did not make it to the floor of the Missouri Senate for full discussion during this year's regular legislative session. The Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee heard the proposal on February 12th. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor. He says his legislation would have established a prescription abuse registry and modified provisions relating to certain drugs.
What I think you often find is when you have someone who is addicted to opioids or prescription drugs, at some point in time, they don't want to be addicted. And so this would allow them to put themselves on a registry that doctors could have access to. So that way the doctors would know that this person may have an abusive problem with prescription drugs.
During committee discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned she would prefer an opt-out provision in the bill.
I just feel like when you sign up for 5 years and there is no way to, with an affidavit or something that says, I need off of this, I understand, but I think there are circumstances that we can't necessarily anticipate.
Another measure that fell short this year is...
Here to present Senate Bill 696. This will be...
Senate Bill 696, which sought to require adults who are arrested for a felony to provide a biological sample for DNA profiling and create a procedure for certain people who have had their samples collected to request expungement. This measure was heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on February 11th. Senator Scott Sifton of Afton is the sponsor.
Would result in more samples and, frankly, more database hits. We would catch more criminals who have left samples at other crime scenes. We have the DNA. We know the DNA of the perpetrator. We simply don't know whose DNA it is. But then when they get arrested on a subsequent felony and swabbed, we can identify them. If we don't swab, we don't get the hit. If we do swab, we do get the hit, and we can then proceed with prosecution of the other unrelated crime.
During committee discussion, Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield talked about how people send DNA information to private databases.
I've read a lot of articles lately about the use, not with this system, which is funded by, that's a federal system. You're seeing an advent of people that are using, where people are voluntarily adding their DNA to Ancestry or 23andMe, and then that's a tool that law enforcement is using as well.
There were hundreds of unsuccessful measures this year, due in part to a pandemic-shortened session. Legislation for the next regular legislative session will receive bill numbers starting on December 1st. The next regular session will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.